Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know. Y'all better act.
Hat on. Suit on. Looking like the Dapper Dawn. Giving them all. Dress like a million bucks. Things in his cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. You should be Steve Harvey.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Yeah, I do. Man, God is good. Hey, today I just want to get right to it because this has really been pressing me. I woke up and this was on my mind and I wanted to share it with you because I know this for a fact. See, I've lived this for a fact. The majority of things I talk about in the morning before we get started with the regular show is something that I've experienced. I can only tell you what I know. And so I've really, really understood why God has had my life go the way that it's gone. Because if I didn't have all these tests in my life, if I didn't have all these tests that I passed, all these tests that I failed, if I didn't have all of those, the good and the bad, what could I share with you in the morning? What could I tell you about hanging? What could I tell you about failing and then winning? What could I tell you about hanging in there when all hope was gone? How could I share that with you unless I've had those moments myself? I don't care what happens to you. I don't care what you're going through. Don't you dare give up. Under no circumstances. Don't you dare ever give up. It is the biggest trick that the enemy has, is making us think we ain't gonna make it. To water down the illusion that there's a possibility that you might still have a chance to get over. The biggest trick he uses is when you make a mistake and you fall, he gets you to start to thinking it's final, that there is no resurrection, there is no redemption, there is no recovery. He just makes you think it's final. He is the master deceiver. Don't you dare ever give up. I don't care what besets you, befalls you, trips you up, what circumstantial situations may arise. Don't you dare ever give up. Because listen to me. These are tests that you are going through. And these tests, whether you pass the test or it appears that you failed the test, the test accomplishes the mission if you're smart about it. If you pass the test, let's say you're going through a situation and you get over and it goes the way you want it to do, then what you've learned is if you hang in there, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Okay, mission accomplished. If you fail the test and it doesn't go the way you want it, and it goes the opposite, and it turns out into a negative result, and the response you were looking for is a no, that's not final. That doesn't mean it's over. That doesn't mean it's time to turn back. It simply means that now you have learned a valuable experience. You have learned a valuable lesson. You now know what not to do. You are now, because you know what not to do, another step closer to getting it right. Listen to me. It has to happen this way. You have to have the rain in your life to get the flowers in your life. You got to have the darkness in your life to appreciate the sunshine in your life. You got to have woes and worries to appreciate the joys. It is merely a test. So when you get through failing, and you get through stumbling, and you get through messing it up, all that's getting you one step closer to getting it right. Oh, my relationship ended. I'll never be able to find another person like that. Not only will you be able to find a person like that, you can find a person that far better than that if you don't give up. But see, sometimes you got to go through the bad ones to get to the good ones. Don't you dare ever give up. I don't care what happens to you. If you lose a loved one, and Lord knows I've lost some people I've loved dearly with every inch in me. I've lost my mother, my father, my brother, and my best friend. I don't know. I know people who have lost their children. Goodness, man, I can't even imagine that. But they kept on going. What you giving up for? Oh, I got you miss them, and I got you grieving. But I got news for you. Don't you let the devil make you think it's over for you because somebody else ain't still here. It was their time. Now, I'm not trying to lessen the blow for you, but I'm trying to get you up on your feet. so you can stop all this, oh, woe is me, because the things that's happening to you, you're not the first person it's happened to. Come on now, let's get a grip. Let's wrap your mind around this thing. You have got to move forward if it's just in memory of those people. I was on one of the commercial breaks the other day, and somebody asked me something, and I forgot the question, but my answer was, I've always wanted my mother and father to be proud of me. And in their absence and their demise, I'm hoping just somehow, man, that they watching me, that they see their boy, that I'm down here, that I'm doing better, that I'm making something out of myself, that I'm loving my wife, that I'm taking care of my kids. I just want my old man to see that about me. You know, I want my mother to see that I'm trying to get my life together over here. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be a better person. My mama was a Sunday school teacher for 40 years. She's been praying for me for a long time. I just hope, man, and that's all I'm doing, is just hoping that they see me so they can be proud of me. See, you got to understand that when you make these mistakes, that when you fall and stumble and you get it all so wrong, it ain't over for you. Don't you dare ever give up. Don't stop thinking, man, because it ain't happening just the way you want it to, that it ain't meant to be. Devil, he got so many tricks to deceive you. You know why you're being tested right now? Because there is no testimony without the test. You got to go through something. It's all good, man. I'm telling you. Just wanted to share that with you. Don't you give up out there. I don't care what's happening. Don't get deceived. The victory's coming. But you ain't gonna get it if you quit. Hang on, y'all.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me have your undivided attention, please. This is the beginning of a new day. This is the start of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Let us begin. 3, 2, 1. What's up, Shirley?
Hey, what's up, Steve?
Carla?
What's going on, Steve? Hey, crew.
Hey, Junior.
Big dog. What's that?
What's going on?
On the porch.
Nephew Tommy.
Doggy dog.
I see you, boy.
You sound like you're on the porch and we're passing by. And
but that's
nothing like the porch.
Yes.
Yeah. Ain't nothing like
right
the porch.
You drive that thing. Drive that thing, boy.
You're so crazy, Steve.
Oh, we hey, what's up, dog? Monica. Monica. Oh, you act like you don't know nobody. Always a little cute ass girl walking around on a holiday in the
porch. On the porch.
Bobby Womack. If you think you're lonely now, baby, tonight, yeah.
I love it.
If you think you know, I think I'm gonna go down the store and get me a watermelon.
That's what you got.
Now let me ask you something. When you thump a watermelon, what you listening for?
No, I don't thump watermelons. Well, I know how to pick watermelons.
Oh, yeah. I thought you supposed to thump them.
No, dog. What you gonna tell about a thump? This is how you pick a sweet watermelon.
Okay, how do you?
Where the stem comes out the bottom, where it has the stem on
it,
or where the stem used to be.
Uh huh.
if you see a lot of, you know, those veins,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
yeah,
the little veins on the outside, uh-huh. outside mm-hmm. that's sugar content.
Oh. Mm. Oh, so that means it's a sweet ripe
that's right.
watermelon.
That's okay. right. Okay. Now you can pick a sweet one that don't have it. Because, mm-hmm. so like, them dark green ones don't oftentimes show a lot of veinage. Mm-hmm. But when you pick them light green with them long ones, mm-hmm. huh?
Yeah.
The old school.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You say, huh?
Get that right there? When it got a lot of brown veins coming around off that stalk, that stem, that sugar content.
Oh, so that means it's right.
That's how you
ready.
Pick.
Okay.
Boy. Now,
so they thump them down south. I didn't.
You don't know how to do that. Because you don't buy enough of them. You don't grow them. If you grow watermelons, you can thump them. But you don't know what you even looking for. What you looking for?
Yeah, that's what
I don't know. I don't know what I'm listening for.
So now you just thump it. You finna take this ragged-ass watermelon right on to the house.
And are we doing seeds or seedless? Because I like seeds.
No. There's no watermelon that don't have seeds in it.
All watermelons got seeds.
But you know they have seedless watermelons.
That's genetically modified, surely.
I can read. Well, yeah, I know.
It's at a store like that.
Yeah,
I know, but that ain't the real.
They picked them out then.
But that ain't the real. Real watermelons have seeds in it.
Right, real fruit. Watermelon. That's what I thought.
Let me tell you something. Go to Africa and you be trying to find seedless watermelon the whole time you over there.
Okay. No, I like none. Seeds. I want the seeds.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a little country lesson on how to pick a watermelon.
That's vein content.
The vein content.
Because we're approaching watermelon season.
Yes, when is it exactly?
June.
June?
Oh, okay. It's June.
All right.
July to September. Yo, that's watermelon time. Come on now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. It is time to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. Nephew, what do you have for us today?
This right here is HPP, Husband Protection Program.
Protect these husbands
mm-hmm. from the wives who are just a bit dangerous. All right. Let's go, cat dog. HPP, Husband Protection Program. If you hood.
Good afternoon. This is Morgan.
Hi, Morgan. My name is Josh. I'm with HPP. Giving you a call. You are married to Mr. Sean. Am I correct?
Yes. You're with who now?
I'm with HPP. We actually pick your husband up from his job today. I wanted to give you a call.
Pick him up for what?
Okay. You're his wife, Morgan, right?
Correct.
Okay. Actually, just wanted to make sure that he's okay, and we're worried
Why
about his well-being.
Why would he not be okay? What happened?
Well, nothing's happened as of right now. We've had a conversation with him, and we've checked him out. He's definitely okay.
Okay, but why are you picking him up, though? I don't understand why.
All right, just calm down. Hang on a second. I got a couple questions for you. Your husband, he is about, what, 5'9", correct?
Yes.
Right, and you would agree that Sean weighs about 175 pounds. Does that sound about right?
That he weighs, yes.
Okay. Here's another question. Now, exactly, Morgan, how tall are you?
I'm 5'9 as well.
Okay. And if you don't mind, I know it's a little different type of question, but if you don't mind, how much do you weigh?
I'm like 200. Wait a minute. What is how much I weigh have to do with it? What is wrong with him, and where is he right now?
We actually have him. We have him in our custody
right
now.
You have him where?
We have him in our custody right now, here
Why?
At our headquarters at HPP. So,
what is HPP?
Ma'am, HPP is Husband Protection Program.
Husband Protection? I've never heard of such a thing. Why is he there?
Well, the problem we have, and we've been getting some actual complaints or whatnot, and not necessarily from him, but that you've been bullying your husband.
Okay, you know what? I'm at my job, and I'm going to need you to hold on 1 second so I can go in here. What did you say?
Have you and Sean had any arguments at all lately?
We're married. Have we had arguments? Of course you had arguments. What does that have to do with anything?
Have you guys had any altercations?
Any altercations?
Yes.
What kind of altercations?
Have you been bullying your husband in a physical way?
Have I been bullying him?
Have you been bullying him? For somebody to turn in and give us...
Somebody who? Because if it's him, you need to put him on the phone. If it's him, you need to let me talk to him.
I can't put him on. This is what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about? You call me at my job, put on some freaking HPP crap, and somebody turns somebody in for some arguing. We're married. Who do you freaking know who's married and does not argue?
I understand you're mad, but it is my job to protect husbands that are getting bullied by their wives. This is our example.
Protect him from me? He is my Okay, let me speak to him.
I'm not at liberty to let you speak to him right now. What you're not going to do is bully me as well. And I see
what... Everybody's trying to bully you. I want to know what's going on and why you're calling me at my job with some crap about him being at some headquarters of HPP. I don't even... HPP is never heard of HPP, and my husband is not being protected from anybody, especially not me.
It is husband protection program. You've been bullying your husband. You've been using bad language with your husband.
I want to talk to him. He's my husband. When he said I do accept whatever she says to me, whenever she says it, however she says it, and that's what the he gets. And if he has a problem with arguing with me, he needs to stop his crap, and it won't be no argument. And you tell him that.
You see, this is what we're talking about. This is why he's been picked up today and brought into our custody, so that he would be definitely protected from you.
You know what? If he needs some protection and he's in your custody now, you can keep him there. How about that?
Well, here's what we're going to do. Somebody's going to be picking you up, bringing you in, so we can have a conversation.
Somebody's picking me up and bringing me nowhere. What the f***? What do you think this is?
We're bringing you in so we can have a conversation with you. Let me explain something to you, ma'am. We will be bringing you in, having a conversation with you.
You're not bringing me in. I'm not going anywhere with you.
You're going to be coming in, and you're going to do exactly what we tell you to do.
I'm not going anywhere with anybody.
Are you physically or mentally abusing your husband?
You know what? You don't have to pick me up. Tell me where you are. I will come to you. You don't have to pick me up. I will come down there. I will handle you and him at the same time. You tell me what you are.
This is what we're talking about. I'm going to ask you a serious question. Is there some type of consequence if he doesn't listen to you?
Is there a consequence?
I mean, what are you doing? Are you treating your husband like a child? What are you doing to him?
If he's acting like a child, he's going to get treated like a child. If he has a problem with how I treat him, you talk to him about how he acts.
Let me ask you something, Ms. Morgan. What do you do for a living?
I am head of security at this building, and they're about to call security on me because I'm loud in this room back here.
Oh, so you're head of security. So you know all about putting people in chokeholds and how to apprehend a person, don't you?
That is my job. Yes, I do.
So are you doing that at home?
What? I'm not going to tell you again. I don't harm that man in any way. No way. Have I ever, would I ever, nor has he me. He needs to get his behind in his car and go back to work. We have bills to pay and don't have time for this crap.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening?
You don't have nothing to say to me but that you're about to put my husband on his phone and let me talk to him about this crap.
Sean, sit down. Sit down, Sean.
No, hand him the phone. Let me talk. I need to understand what the heck this
sit
is coming.
Sit down, Sean. I got it. Let me finish the talk conversation with, okay?
No, you don't need to finish it. Let me finish with his put him on the phone.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I have one more thing to ask you. Are you listening?
Mm-hmm.
Are you listening?
Go ahead.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your husband, Sean. Hello?
You... Forget you.
Morgan, you there?
I don't believe this crap.
Where you at right now, man? I was worried about the people at your job. Where you at?
I'm back here in this closet, sweating like a freaking pig in heat, dripping makeup everywhere. I cannot believe this.
Oh, God, man. Okay, baby, I got to ask you, what is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
That's too much.
I don't need no praise and prank praise. That's all right. I don't need it. I don't need it. I don't need it. I'll be back in an hour with another one. I don't need it.
Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with Steve Harvey, our chief love officer, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now for Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building. This one is from Carmen in Bradenton, Florida. Carmen says, my sister and I hang out with a group of women that she works with. My sister and her friends love to drink alcohol and eat out. I hate splitting the bill with this group because they do a lot of drinking and I don't. So I have to spend money that I shouldn't have to spend. I told my sister I will start requesting a separate check, and she can't understand why. I know I am right about this one. So why is my sister siding with her ugly friends?
Because all of them drink and eat. And you just said these is your sister's friends. Mm-hmm. But see, you chose this move. Nobody made you. Your sister is your sister by birth. Nothing you can do about that. But these are her friends, and you chose her friends. Why don't you start another circle of friends that don't drink as much? See, mm-hmm. but you put yourself in this here mess, mm-hmm. and that's how they do it. And now you can't jump in the mess and then try to change the mess. They was doing this before you got invited over. And so now you going to come in here, the new girl, and you going to upset the apple cart. They drink. That's what they do.
Yeah.
They drink. And they unattractive.
Don't go.
That's cold. Yeah. She said
that. How you know they unattractive?
She said it.
My sister and her ugly friends. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's nothing worse than drunk. Ugly people when they drink.
What, Steve? What?
When ugly people drink, ooh. Cause, man. And then, I'll tell you something.
Get ugly.
When cute people drink, they get ugly. When ugly people drink, they already ugly.
To other drinkers.
Woo!
All right, moving on. Jerrica in Cincinnati says, I'm 40 and I'm dating a 42-year-old guy that is a narcissist, and it's a turnoff. He's an attorney and I work as an administrative assistant. I do everything for this man and I dote on him 24/7, giving him everything he needs to be happy. We had a bad argument recently and he said that I don't bring anything to the table and I should be grateful he's in love with me. His words shocked me into reality, and he's right. There's no way I can stay with him after that. Do I leave peacefully or tear some things up? You
what
better
you
say
to
the right thing.
I mean, look, he's a narcissist.
Tear it up.
You knew that. And you lucky that he's even in love with you. What?
Man.
Now, the godly thing to do is to just walk away. And let him go find someone. And then you feed into the narcissism by doting over him and doing everything for this man. And then he turn around and tell you bring nothing to the relationship. So you help feed into the narcissism. So here's what I would do. I would walk away. But Shirley wants you to tear something up.
Oh, you know.
And Carla.
Carla's vote is bending. I don't even know how he got tires on his car. And the windshield, you know, and Mississippi Monica on her Zoom camera just pointed at the camera like, yes. So I think no matter what I say, I think you on the way out, you're going to do something.
This is
and
true.
And then, so you're dating Donald Trump is what you're saying.
What?
No. Goodness.
Yeah. Because
he's a narcissist. Because he's a narcissist. So,
yeah,
I would say walk away peacefully and just say, you know what? But I would do it like, you know what I'd tell him? I said, you know what? You don't deserve me.
That's right.
You don't deserve this kind of love, this kind of doting that I've done. And I've been a fool. So I suggest that you take you and all your arrogant ways and share it with somebody else because I don't want it anymore. Mm-hmm. That would be the best way to do it. You walk away from him.
Right.
That would really be the shocker.
Then that's tear the something up and slam the door.
See, right.
Let's
there.
Move on.
Right. There.
Since I don't bring nothing to the table, I
have
to the table.
Yeah, turn the table over.
Break the table.
They would never look at a table once.
I bet I can bring this brick through that window, though.
All right, moving on. Vanny in Brooklyn says, I've been divorced for almost 2 years, and my husband came to town to attend my daughter's parent-teacher conference, and he admitted that he still loves me, and he asked for a second chance. My heart melted, and I told him we could try to make it work. But there's one issue. He admitted to sleeping with my coworker after we got divorced. I thought I could forget about it, but it's hard. Do I forgive him or not?
God. This is after y'all divorced. What's it to forgive? Right. I mean, it's nothing to forgive. He ain't do nothing wrong. Y'all was divorced. He slept with your coworker.
And she's got to look at that coworker every day.
That's you. That's you and your coworker. That ain't. Why did he tell you that?
I knew that's what you
were doing. That's your issue.
Confessing-ass moments these dudes be having.
What, Steve? Say that again.
All these confessing-ass moments. What is she sitting up in here talking about your damn her coworker for? Admit it. Now, unless he was telling you, now here's the problem. Unless he was admitting after the divorce that he slept with your coworker while y'all was married, then that's a different thing.
But are you
saying that, because all he's saying is he admitted to sleeping with the coworker after y'all got divorced.
Yeah.
So does that mean he was sleeping with her before?
Well, I took it to mean
he don't want it to come up later and she find out later?
Something like that?
It could be that. But I took it to mean he slept with her after they got divorced.
I don't live like that.
He still shouldn't have confessed is what he's saying.
Wait, Shirley, you heard him
say, I don't live like that.
He said, I don't live. You don't live like what?
I don't live like that. I don't do that.
Confession.
No, I don't bring nothing up that ain't up.
You take it to the grave. I hear you.
Who is this dude? No, why would you interject something into your crib that ain't there? I just can't hold this no more. I can.
Yeah.
But the coworker might not be able to. The coworker might let it out.
But see, then, okay, but now he done told you. But if he slept with the coworker after y'all was divorced, he ain't committed no wrong, and he just openly told you that.
Right.
That's all that is. But I don't know why he tell it, though.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, here we go. Junior, you're up.
Hey, morning, everybody.
Morning, Junior.
Truth be told.
Hey, man, let me just tell the truth right now. Yeah. And I don't mean this disrespecting nobody in here. I love all y'all. Now, I really do. But I just want to let y'all know something, man. Mm-hmm. Truth be told, I won't be related to Uncle Steve for real.
What's wrong?
Nah, because I ain't got no money in my family.
You don't?
I need somebody else besides me.
That's got money.
And I just found out over vacation, Uncle Steve, boy. Do you even look at Tommy?
I'm here.
Do you know how much your uncle worth?
Yeah, I already know.
How much?
I'm not going to throw the number out there, but I actually know
I know this.
Yeah.
And we've been working with him every day. Y'all are so disrespectful.
So
to sit up here and have a man.
Did you Google him?
Did I Google him? What, this man on the cover of magazines?
Were we supposed to treat him different or something?
Yes.
No.
Because of his income?
The hell we ain't. It's broke people. You treat better than him.
No.
Oh, no. I swear I'd never talk to the same. No. Not as long as I know Uncle Steve. Hey, Hilda, if you don't get your broke ass away from me, is the new life.
You God, Hilda.
No, no. I'm tired of all the broke people I got to be nice to. Here, Uncle Steve, and we treat him like he ain't worth nothing. This man here can change our generations.
We treat him regular.
We treat him like...
I don't want to treat him regular. I love you. Now, if you
thank
need
you,
me...
We're
giving him all these props like
that. Okay, I tell you what. He worth more than $100 million. Did you know that?
I knew that.
Yes, did you know that?
I knew that.
Did you know he was the highest paid? Well, I wasn't saying
that.
Junior, I was with him when he was worth $100.
No, no, forget that.
You know
that was his name.
I was here on the ride. I was here through it all.
I knew him when he wasn't worth nothing.
But now he didn't pass everybody. I still gonna trip on him.
Yes, yes.
We're not tripping on you. You the one that sound like you just found out.
I didn't know he was this rich.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, do you need your shoes, Shane? Because you know you're gonna be on TV.
No, you're not shining.
Yes, I will.
No, you're not.
Yes, I will.
We're not doing this for him. We're not. Listen, it makes it worse.
Treat him regular.
Stop.
Forget
regular.
That.
We treat him regular.
Forget that. Regular folk got $30 an hour. That regular folk. All right, that's really quick this. Okay, y'all quit this. Regular folks, $17.95.
To be treated.
Regular people, may I take your order? They're regular people.
Okay.
Okay.
$200 million?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a little different.
Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something. People with $200 million, you still have to tell him. You got to tell Uncle Steve something. Sit your little ass
down. Well, what he do that you do that's regular, Tommy?
Huh?
He don't do nothing you do.
No, he don't.
Okay, so how is he regular?
You have to
I sit in a regular chair. He don't.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Shut up, Art.
That chair ain't even regular. Stop it.
That's it.
Don't even try. All right. Shit.
He don't drive the car. You drive.
No.
No, he balling.
Tommy.
No, he balling. He balling.
Tommy drive.
Go ahead, say it. You can say it.
Stop, Unc. Just that. What? This. How did it's I not, get caught up in
troop,
this?
This is Junior's this is, truth be told.
Yeah. I'm telling the truth.
Okay.
I won't be up.
Okay,
now, well, if I can go ahead and just start getting paperwork done today,
to be a change, doctor.
No, to be a Harvey.
No, you're not getting in this family. No, hold on, Jay. Stop. You're not getting it.
I'm getting my lips and sides today. I'm getting my lips buffed out today.
Hey, people do it every day.
Collagen is. I'm going to look a whole lot different.
You about to buff your lips out?
I'm growing my mustache out, and I'm cutting all my hair off. And I'm about to bend my knees some more. I'll be mobile-legged.
Yeah.
Just trying to let you know. God. I'm going to look just like him. Everybody need a mini-me. Everybody need a mini-me.
I can see that lip thing going wrong, and then you're going to look ridiculous.
I'm bleaching myself to get two shades light.
You're going
to
send your sucker cell right into something. I'm telling you.
Okay, well, you healthy, and you still ain't there.
And I can see... I can see one side of that mustache taken, just one side.
Just stick on one side.
Watch me be just like Uncle Steve by tomorrow. Y'all get on out here with this. This man worth money.
Junior, after you do all of that, that don't make you worth more money, dog.
I see
it's the closest image I got.
I see the bottom lip real thick and the top lip thin.
Man, yeah, you're going to mess yourself up.
Okay, all right. You're going to
look like Biz Monkey.
You ain't going to deter me. I don't see nobody said I want to be like Jay at the
brother. No, nobody should.
Okay. I ain't heard that one yet.
I used to want to be funny as Jay, though. I ain't going to lie to you. I first met Jay. He was my goal. He was my whole goal.
Hilarious.
I wanted to be that funny on stage. I really did. I wanted to be that funny on stage. You're one of the funniest dudes I ever met.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't no lie. And on stage, dog, when the boy ain't got to go to bathroom, he ain't.
When you finally get out there, you ain't lying.
Oh, let me tell you something. If he get his ass out there, you going to make you pay.
And what he been
through. Let him have it.
All right.
That was truth be told.
That was true.
You want to be on the
scene. So Junior is treating Steve differently.
So
that's
and I refuse to fall under those conditions.
You need a ride down to the TV show today because I'm going that way.
No. I'll be on TV in about 2 weeks. Week and a half.
All right.
About two more weeks, I'll be back.
Take it if you want.
Why would he take your car?
If he just needed it.
You're just giving him all your stuff. How you going to get around?
I don't have to. I Uber.
Oh, you going to Uber?
All right, we got to go. We'll be back.
Take it straight on.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, time now for Would You Rather. Would you rather be stuck on an island for eternity all on your own, or would you rather be stuck on an island for eternity with someone you hate?
Yeah, give me B. I'm going to go with B. Because me and him going to have to work through some things so we can survive this thing.
Yeah. That's about to talk to.
I hope it's a me and her.
Yeah.
We can really work it out.
B for me.
Yeah, B.
Junior? I'm going to drive myself crazy by my damn self.
No, I got to have B.
I'm on an island now.
And Tommy, with all those people in your head.
Man, please. I got to do B. I got to have somebody I can talk to. Even if we don't like each other, I got to have somebody.
All right. Taking it back to your school days, would you rather be prom king or valedictorian?
Oh, prom king.
Prom king.
Oh, without
really?
A doubt. Then what in hell? I'm finna be valedictorian. That would have ruined my whole high school experience. All this damn studying. All that studying and stuff. But why? You know the stuff I'd have missed trying to get this A on this test? I don't give a damn about no A on no test. Man, I got to get out here. Learn these social skills. A. All A's?
Yeah.
Do you know what that would have took out of me?
Yeah.
Man, in order for me to get all A's in high school, I'd have had to sell my bike. Uh-huh. I'd have had to withdraw from all extracurricular activities. I'd have to stop playing sports.
Right.
I'd have to. Whew.
What else? What?
I couldn't have no girlfriend.
I
didn't have a whole lot of success then, but most of my time with women was spent trying.
Yeah.
The success ratio wasn't high at all. But the effort I had to put in just to talk to one. And,
Junior, what about
you?
Get
me started on prom king.
Yeah. Anybody going to be valedictorian?
It's prom season right now.
Yeah.
I was that's a touchy subject. I was runner up from I didn't win.
Oh, you lost?
I couldn't get black folk to vote back then.
You lost, Tommy.
I lost. They wasn't voting. You went to school, but see, Tommy, you was after me. You was a school white kids. Yeah, but I couldn't get the black kids to vote. That was my problem.
So you look how things have changed. King. We're voting now. We're voting now.
Yes, we are.
We're voting now. All right. All right. Well, thank you, guys. That's today's round of Would You Rather.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, guys, listen up. Here's a good one for you. A social media question we found on our Facebook page. What if before dating someone new, and I know you guys are married, but you needed two different references from exes, even if you're before you got married. How about that? You needed two different references from your exes. Mm-mm. Here's the question. Which of your exes would be your two references and why? And... what would they say? Mm-mm. What do you think they'd say?
No.
Come on, Keir, Junior,
Shirley,
Spates. Let's go.
We're not doing none of my exes, but what we can go is back to Vacation Bible School and get somebody out of there.
Don't get nobody in my adult life.
As a reference.
Yeah, as a reference. You need somebody who was in church to talk about
I
me.
I was going to tell you, both of my references was from the fifth grade.
All right, well, let's hear it.
And what they would say about me is,
what would they say?
He showed so much promise, and he was trying to overcome a stutter.
And he was determined.
Just glowing, Steve. Just a glowing remark.
And just the way he wore his older brother's clothes. It was just fascinating. The way he would double wrap his belt around his thin, frail, underdeveloped body, and his ability to cut out cardboard to the shape of his shoe and stick it in there so you never even knew that the bottom of his shoes had holes in it. He was just amazing.
He was really,
I always, girl, if you ever get a chance, his sliding board skills, he would go up to the top of the step and jump halfway down the sliding board before his butt even hit it, and then fly up in the air and land on his feet. You should. I always knew he was going to be something.
You've been on this earth for 63 years, and the reference from your ex, we going back to when you were 10?
Fifth grade.
Yeah, love
all right. You think that's something. Okay, Tommy, what about you? You think that was something from Uncle Steve? What about you, Tommy? Your exes, what would they say, and who would they be? Come on.
I'm so scared right now, Shirley. I'm married. I'm scared.
I say the dumbest things ever on this show.
I know, but I found out earlier this week she's been listening all week. I'm scared over my damn mouth right now.
Thank you, Jackie. We love you, Jackie.
I'll tell you what they said because I knew all of them.
Okay. Oh, please. Yes. Come on,
Steve.
You know, yes, girls, I would recommend him. You know, he kept all his promises, you know. He said he would never leave me. He didn't. I got rid of him. He said that, you know, the thing about him, I mean, he's very much the same today as he was then. He hasn't let money affect him. Mm-hmm. He ain't let money affect him. He was stupid then. He's still stupid.
You know,
I missed that part.
And
you
know, the most obvious one is, I mean, look, he wear the same size shoe. He the same height. Mm-hmm. This is a person who's never changed.
I should have done my own.
Yeah. What would Big Honey say, Unc, if Big Honey had to be around?
Big Honey, God.
Now, let me tell you something.
And for those that don't know who Big Honey is.
Hold on.
She was one of Tommy's ex-girlfriend.
Yep. Yeah. Right before back he got day, married. Boy. Yeah. Close to
on her honey. On her back, her tattoo was a slab of ribs.
You know what?
And you used to call her Big
Sarah, do you remember Kiwi?
Yes, I do.
Y'all remember Kiwi? Oh,
yes,
man.
I remember
Kiwi's tattoo on her back was an ice cream sundae.
Not the fruit, not the kiwi.
No, the whole sundae.
Oh, Big Honey, man. God, dog. Oh. Boy, I had some cold ones, boy. I had some cold ones.
I remember Kiwi. She had the short haircut.
Oh, man. No, Big Honey's sons jumped on me.
Don't say nothing else. We're not going to bring up your exes.
Whoop my ass in front of their house, man. Oh, I ain't even got that.
Yep, the 8 and 9 year old woke his ass.
Steve, you tell it all, don't you? Coming up next, the nephew with the prank phone call right after this.
His ass like he was Cat Williams.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, I lost my girl over a glass of champagne. We'll get into that in a little bit, but right now, for a drink. But right now,
I done lost some people before, but I ain't lost them like that. Now,
did you go get the drink and come back? You didn't know where she was? What?
Yeah, I mean, what? How you do that?
We'll get into it. Right now, it's time for you, nephew, and today's prank phone call. What you got for us?
Freedom papers.
Huh?
Freedom papers.
What?
Hey, let's just run it.
Yeah. You don't
want to
talk about
Steve.
You heard of Black History Month. Let's just run it.
Freedom papers.
I'm trying to reach a Domingo.
Yeah, this is him speaking.
Hi, Domingo. My name is Scott. I'm calling from FPI. Wanted to give you a call about actually using our services. If I think you'll actually like it. The FPI would definitely like to get you on board.
FPI? What is this?
FPI is Freedom Papers Incorporated. Freedom Papers Incorporated. What we do is we actually make sure you get Freedom Papers. You can purchase them from us. And what I can do is I can get you Freedom Papers for you and every individual at your home for roughly $800 or under.
What are Freedom Papers?
Well, actually, what this is, are you familiar with the, like, say if you are an alien from another country and you need a green card to be here. Are you familiar with that?
Yes.
Okay. So what goes on with Freedom Papers Incorporated is when you sign and get Freedom Papers from us, what it does is it's people who are African American. Our papers let them know that you're actually a free person in this country.
Hold. I've been free.
I'm sorry?
Ain't no slavery going on. What are you talking about? Freedom.
Well,
I'm free.
Well, you may be, everybody but you have to actually show paperwork for that.
When did they start it?
Sir, this is all over the news. You have to have Freedom Papers. Within the next 6 months, every African-American person is going to have Freedom Papers and have them on the, you know, it's like keeping a driver's license or a checkbook or something. You're going to have your Freedom Papers on you.
That's some I'm free. I'm not about to pay no money when I'm already free.
Okay, but you're gonna need paperwork to show your freedom. And you don't? Do you have any freedom papers at this point right now?
No, because I don't need freedom. I'm free,
sir. I don't think you quite understand. Do you understand that you could possibly, if you're caught without your freedom papers, you could be taken into captive and actually have to work for so many years in order, and then later on you might get your freedom. But right now, right here, if you buy freedom papers from me, I can fix it where you don't go through that. You could actually get separated from your family, sir.
I'm not going by. Where are they going to send me to? Where are they going to deport me to Africa? I ain't never been there.
No, you're not going to Africa. You could be actually here in the United States working on a particular farm of with a lot of people who don't have their papers. If you haven't gotten this news, I do apologize, but within the next 6 months, you're going to need freedom papers.
Who the f*** are you anyway?
Sir, like I said before, I'm Scott with FBI.
I ain't heard no f*** about no FBI.
No, sir, it's FBI. It's Freedom Papers Incorporated.
I don't give a f*** what it is. I'm not about to pay no money to be free.
Sir, you have to have paperwork on you to show that you are a free citizen of the United States.
Hold the f*** up. How you get my number anyway?
Sir, we have a list of numbers of people that we don't think have their freedom papers, and your name actually popped up here in our database. So
Domingo,
you're not...
Ain't pop up on...
Okay, sir.
I'm trying to get my number.
Sir, we have a database here of people who we don't think have their freedom papers. Your name is actually here. After talking to you, it seems like you don't have your freedom papers, and we want to make sure you get them. We're letting you know it's $200 per person to get these actual papers.
So you telling me you got a database and you just calling black people all around the country?
Well, no, sir. What we're doing is we're calling African Americans and letting them know that they can actually buy freedom papers from us, so they don't have to be if they ever get captured. Then what can happen is that they can show their papers and not have to deal with the problems that
come.
Ain't
nobody gonna buy that. We already free. You gonna have a whole bunch of runaway because we ain't paying. I'm not paying. They might, but I'm not paying.
Sure, you're going to have your freedom papers on you at all times. That's going to be the law within the next 6 months. So what I'm trying to do is actually sell you freedom papers so you'll understand that you have everything that you need. You have your driver's license, you have your freedom papers, and whatever else that you carry on you. You have.
You must be out your mind. Call me on my phone this Sunday. What's wrong with you, freedom papers? My, I ain't getting you. Who are you?
I'm Scott, sir. I'm an associate here at FBI.
I ain't heard about that FBI. You just want a check from me? Think I'm about to send you some damn money? Y'all can kiss my...
Sir, I understand you, but what you got to understand is within the next 6 months, you're going to need these papers.
Well, they're going to have to catch my... I ain't paying.
Okay, sir, don't you want to be free?
I am free. Everybody's free. We got a black president. He's going to have to get freedom papers. I buy from you. Kiss my.
Sir, you're going to have to pay for these papers one way or the other, okay? I'm trying to, I gave you a call. I tried to be nice to you. I'm letting you know now. You're going to have to pay for your freedom.
I'm not paying for.
Sir, everyone will be captured if they do not have freedom papers.
You, tell you right now, come catch me.
Sir, you're going to get captured when you least expect it, sir. You're going to get captured when you least expect it.
I'm going to be your Kunta Kinte. Y'all don't have to catch me because I ain't paying. I didn't look this up on the computer right now. I can't find a scam trying to get my money in.
Are you on the computer?
Yeah, I Googled this.
Okay, can I tell you one more thing? Can I get you to Google something else?
What the f*** is this?
Put in N-E-P-H-E-W.
All right.
T-O-M-M-Y.
All right, that's some Nephew Tommy.
This is Nephew Tommy, man, for the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Marissa, got me to prank phone call you.
Man, no, y'all had me... I'm about to say is free already. I'll be you about to get play that.
Long as you all right, man. I got to ask you one more thing, though. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the lane?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show with Nephew Tommy. You a fool.
That was pretty good. I got to admit, that was pretty doggone good. Now, you got to give me that one. That one right there. Now, I deserve an Oscar for that one right there. I did yeah, right did there. That.
You already got your Oscar for the shortest.
Yeah, you did, right.
Okay. Well, that is right there. Freedom papers.
Freedom papers.
Freedom papers. Don't get caught without them. Y'all better have these papers.
Wow. Shut up.
Hey, it's going down. I am Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. Y'all better get ready. Guess what? I will be at the Majestic Theater Saturday, June the 15th. Mm-hmm. This is the Nephew Tommy's House Party Comedy Jam, and you don't want to miss it. And this time, you're going to get all of me. You heard what I said. You're going to get all of the nephew. Tickets are on sale right now. Go to www.axs.com. Father's Day weekend is going down. Majestic Theater. Yay, yay. So if you're listening to us, get your tickets on sale right now.
Okay, how was this past weekend?
It was good.
Really?
Yeah, man. Thank y'all again for coming out to see the nephew. We had a good time.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I lost my girl over a glass of champagne. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, your nephew is here with things you whisper.
You have to whisper.
Come on now.
No, you got to know, there are some things that you just whisper, you know, when you're in the middle of something and it's going down and it ain't going right, that's some things that you just whisper all the time. Wow. You understand what I'm saying?
Barely.
You hear me?
I don't get that one.
Yeah, she said I know barely. A lot of.
Okay. When you whisper, but there are some things that you whisper. Okay. Now, I'm just going to ask you. Shut up, Junior.
This I'm is just, painful. Really painful.
I'm just going to ask you on, though. Have you ever been in that moment where there's things that you just whisper?
Yeah. That ain't how you say it. And it
okay. But if you have been... I'm not finna do this man. But tell me the things. Well, tell me when you've been in the heat of the moment that you just knew you needed to whisper.
Please help him, well, Steve.
All of mine ain't been in the heat of the moment. Mine has been other times.
Oh, okay.
Like what?
Yeah.
Like here's one.
Your pants unzipped.
Okay. That's a good whisper.
Okay.
That's a good whisper.
I can see that.
That's a good whisper.
Yeah.
That's a good whisper.
What else?
What else?
Oh. Tommy. Huh? Your wife just walked in.
That's a good one.
God.
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
That's a real good one right there.
Yeah, you on the dance floor.
Yeah, you on the dance floor just having a good time.
Yeah, you just, y'all, yeah, you at the salsa club with your boy. The girl tripped and showed up at the same club you at.
Uh-huh.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Y'all
give
got
me one,
one
more. Uh-huh, come on.
Okay. Things you need to whisper.
Mm-hmm. He ain't your daddy.
What? What? Talking about Malcolm? Malcolm?
Yeah.
He ain't your
Malcolm ain't my daddy.
I got one for you.
Oh, come on.
The police in here.
What? What did you say?
The what police in here.
Which one?
The ignorant.
The ignorant show, boy.
All right. Thank you, nephew. I think we get the point.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. All right, guys. It is time for Comedy Roulette. Jay, please.
It's very simple. We do it every week. For three subjects, put them on the wheel. Where it stop, we'll make it funny because we can do that. Watch it. Watch it.
All right.
Watch it.
Thank you, Jay. Here are the subjects. Incoherent things you say when you wake up and swear you were not asleep. Okay? Things people say when they get dumped. Excuses people give when they can't chip in on the bill. Those are right the three subjects.
We all know that one.
I got you, Friday.
Let's spin it.
Spin it.
Stop done. Incoherent things you say when you wake up and swear you weren't asleep. Let's go, Jay.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Why is the duck driving the Volkswagen? What's going on? What you talking about?
Junior, incoherent things you say when you wake up and swear you weren't asleep.
I swear to God, I don't know no Tiffany. Swear I don't. Tiffany? What? I said that?
Incoherent things you say when you wake up and swear you weren't asleep, Tommy.
I wanted to pee right there. I know what I'm doing. I wanted to pee right there. Okay? I know what I'm doing, okay? I pee where I want to pee, okay? Yeah.
Leave me alone. Come on, Steve. Incoherent things you say when you wake up and swear you weren't asleep.
That's because I wasn't at the fire.
What? You're like, huh?
What? What are you talking about?
We're playing Comedy Roulette. The subject is incoherent things you say when you wake up and swear you weren't asleep. Jay.
Go ahead, gingerbread man. Jump in my face since you so bad. Come on. Come on with it.
Dang, you were in a deep sleep. Incoherent things you say when you wake up and swear you weren't asleep, Junior.
So, Lord, you really thought about breasts? What happened? What? So, Lord, you really thought about breasts. I like it.
Incoherent. Incoherent things you say when you wake up and swear you weren't asleep. Nephew!
I'm watching that. Put it back on Fantasy Island. I'm watching that.
The new one?
Damn it.
Incoherent things you say when you wake up and swear you weren't asleep. Steve Harvey.
I know Jesus was a carpenter. I know that.
What?
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 What is that about?
The hell are you talking
Incoherent
about?
Things you say when you wake up and swear you weren't asleep, Jay.
Who put your cat on the ceiling fan? What the hell's going on?
The cat?
Who put the cat on the ceiling fan?
Sleep. Incoherent things you say when you wake up and swear you weren't asleep.
Somebody turn the stove off.
Ain't nobody cooking nothing.
Ain't nobody cooking? Oh. Oh, okay.
Incoherent things you say when you wake up and swear you weren't asleep. Tell me what you got.
We having sex or not?
you make it demand.
I'm sorry. I bet.
How hard do you guys sleep? I'm trying to.
Hard.
Incoherent things you say when you wake up and swear you weren't asleep, Steve.
Who are the white people?
Period.
He's actually done that before. We was there.
Comedy roulette. Incoherent things you say when you wake up and swear you weren't asleep.
I got me a Fig Newton pillow. Anybody seen it? Where?
Come on, Steve. We need you to close this one out. That up.
I saw you.
I don't know what that's about.
That's it?
I don't know what that's about.
We'll have more. That's Comedy Roulette. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show in 20 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I think all of us have this fear, if we work this shift, this morning shift, oversleeping and being late for work.
I don't have that fear, Shirley. I don't.
You don't have that fear?
Mm-mm. I don't have that fear.
Oh, I do. So the question is, how many alarms do you set in the morning to make sure you're on time for work?
I got two.
You have two alarms?
Two.
Yeah. Tommy?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have two. You don't have that fear, Steve, that if we oversleep, if we see daylight for us, it's a day over.
I just did that the other day. I just did it the
daylight.
Other day.
Yes.
Woke up mad at you guys because you didn't call me.
Ain't no sense in rushing if you see that daylight. Ain't no sense
for us, morning radio, man.
No, I woke up one time and saw daylight. I knocked the lamps over and everything. Fell over the rug.
Right. Morning radio.
So you say you set two, Tommy. Carly, you set two. What about you, Junior?
Four.
You set four. Okay.
Yeah,
set and you,
alarm.
Steve?
I usually don't set the alarm, but if I do, I only need one. I just wake up. I'm up early anyway.
But Junior, four?
Four.
Yeah, well, you know, I got.
Well, he got sickle cell.
I got to, yeah, so I was just about to say that because I gotta do pre-temperature checks. I got all kinds of stuff. Yeah, each alarm tell me what I got to do first.
Yeah, he
your
got
average.
Sick.
Most Americans set four alarms, most of them.
Four?
Uh-huh. Most Americans.
But see, that people don't like their job, though.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up in 33 minutes. After, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season 2 of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.